Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Steve Miller reporting. New York police say a suspect is in custody after an explosion near the Port Authority bus terminal on Monday. Mayor Bill de Blasio.
Let's be clear, as New Yorkers, our lives revolve around the subways. When we hear of an attack in the subway, it's incredibly unsettling. And let's be also clear, this was an attempted terrorist attack.
New York Police Commissioner James O'Neill identified the suspect as 27-year-old Akaya Ula and said he had an improvised low-tech explosive device attached to his body. Ula has sustained burns and wounds to his body after intentionally detonating the device. The New York Fire Department confirmed three other injuries, all non-life-threatening. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu took his case to Europe to ask allies to join the United States in recognizing Jerusalem as Israel's capital, but was met by a firm rebuff from EU foreign ministers who saw the move as a blow against the peace process.
Jerusalem is Israel's capital. No one can deny it. It doesn't obviate peace. It makes peace possible because recognizing reality is the substance of peace. It's the foundation of peace.
But even Israel's closest European allies have rejected that logic and say recognizing Israel's capital unilaterally risks inflaming violence and further wrecking the chance for peace. Russian President Vladimir Putin said Monday he has ordered his military to withdraw a significant part of Russia's forces from Syria. He made the announcement during a surprise visit to Russia's Hmeimim air base, where he also met with Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. This is VOA News. The Associated Press.